I need like a intro music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Hello, welcome to Queenstown Live Podcast. Oh, there's Ren in the background. Number 375. I'm here in beautiful Takapo with my lovely friend Jen.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hello.
From Altitude Media. We met a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been around the block a few years now. And how old is Altitude Media?
It's just a baby. We're at 10 and a half months.
Oh God, you're counting it like I count baby. Yeah.
Oh wait, should I do weeks?
No, hours.
Hours. Yeah, hours.
That would kind of establish how much hard work it is.
10 and a half months.
And why? Why did you set up the new business?
Because one, I didn't want to work for anybody else.
Yeah.
No, but I wanted to build a marketing agency in the mountains. I wanted to do something different. I know, especially in the digital marketing world, you don't need to be in a city. You don't need to be where a lot of people are because everything's online. And we all have cars, so we can travel.
And computers.
Yeah, there you go.
That we can Skype from.
Right, right. So I didn't want to sacrifice where I was living to do something big. So. Yeah.
So this is an interesting place. It's gone from being like get petrol, grab coffee, and a scroll, and move on to actually, gonna hang out here for a couple of days. What do you think's happened there?
Yeah, it's exploded. So I've been here for about 2.5 years now, and even when I showed up, they still called it the petrol, pie, and piss stop, the three P's.
Yeah.
And now it's completely changed. There's new residential properties. There's a whole new alley and a whole new lakefront property happening with new businesses, new tourism operators, new restaurants and cafes being planned. It's interesting to live in a place that you know is full of opportunity and it's actually happening.
Yeah.
So for us, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's wonderful because we're able to help more and more people out, get their word out, tell their story online, and just build that community here.
Yeah.
Which Takapo is definitely missing. It's because it's so tourist-based. It's really hard for a community to grow together when majority of the people that come here are transient or for a few days.
So as always, there's frustrations, and we talk a lot about this.
Yeah.
What are the main frustrations here then?
Infrastructure.
Yep.
Big time.
Yep.
That poor little church.
Yeah. Oh, that poor little Instagrammable church. Yeah. Leave the church home, people.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, be kind.
Yeah.
No, but it is. It's infrastructure where this town only has barely 350 local residents live here.
That is small.
Yeah, and there's last year alone, 600,000 people came here to see the church.
Incredible.
So it's definitely difficult to grow as fast as you need to in these circumstances because it is gaining in popularity. And it's not just, you know, Instagram and the digital world helping that. It's Chinese and Japanese and that Asian communities absolutely loving the International Dark Sky Reserve.
Yeah.
So astrotourism has just completely gone crazy here, and it's definitely brought thousands and thousands of people here. So.
And it's really hard, eh? Because we're both in that world of really wanting to promote a beautiful place and shout out loud about how amazing it is and beautiful it is and the community and rah, rah, rah. And then also being really respectful of the fact that there's a lot of things that aren't supporting it and holding it together in a way that you want it to. And you want that to grow really slowly, but then you also want businesses to do really well.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard mash of trying to do it
definitely.
So for you, who are the businesses that you want to pull into your little world?
My little world.
Are you a small business kind of a business, or are you anyone? Like,
Well, through our first 10 and a half months, we kind of were anyone, you know, looking for anybody who's serious about their business and ready to take on marketing. But now it's not necessarily small or large scale. We've decided to hopefully stage it out to help.
I love it.
To help multiple businesses, regardless of their size. So yeah. For especially the McKenzie, it's really hard for tourism operators because they don't have that massive cash flow to hire somebody to do marketing all year round.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's seasonal. So that's why we're incorporating online courses
yeah.
for marketing. So they hit that, you know, they are within their budget that they can do self-paced courses and learn and hopefully build their marketing on their own time and within their budget. But then we also have, you know, in-person training, which is obviously on the higher scale of costs, and those are for businesses who are serious about training
yeah.
their staff yeah. to do social media marketing properly. So we kind of hit all spectrums.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like we're only going to hit small businesses or large businesses because they usually have more money for marketing. It's the business themselves. So if they're serious about their business, if they're passionate, if they have a great story and they know their story, and they're good people and they're kind,
yeah.
that's really important to us. And as we always like to do things differently, we look for those businesses that also want to do something different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just run-of-the-mill.
That you feel good about when yeah, you meet them and
yeah.
all that kind
and
of
like,
stuff.
I feel like I'm kind of, you know, an employee of theirs.
Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
I just want to, like, be the biggest brand advocate.
Yeah.
And when I can come away from a meeting knowing, like, a million different ways I want to market them or brainstorm all these ideas for them, that's when I know like,
yeah.
they're definitely a good fit for us. So, yeah, and it's great being in the McKenzie and being in Tekapo because there is so many businesses on both sides, you know, down in Queenstown, up in Christchurch, Timaru, wherever, that need help and are in so many different industries. It keeps it so much fun.
And like you say, I'm the same in that I become an employee of someone. If I work with someone and they're slightly nervous about the whole influencer blogger mm. thing, I really try and explain, one, over the phone, pick phones up,
yeah.
bloggers,
yeah.
people, have an actual Skype call where they can see my face, yeah. And just talk to them about that whole thing of, I am promoting your business positively, mm-hmm. and I only would ever work with somebody who I really, you know, I don't want to flog something that yeah. I really don't believe in. What's the point?
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do it, believe that I'm going to do it as well as I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that whole thing of do your homework. So if you're going to work with a business and pay them, mm-hmm. ask some people about what they've done before, yeah. whether they like them.
Yeah.
like the people you work with.
Yeah.
You know, if you went to a hairdresser and they gave you a bad haircut, why would you go back again?
Yeah, exactly.
So if there's somebody that you're working with and you don't like them or you've heard bad things about them, then do some research.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
And there's been quite a few businesses that we have decided not to work
yep.
with, or it just wasn't a good fit, and it was fine.
Yep.
Like, we were very honest, and we actually pride ourselves on being very honest people, giving blunt feedback.
Yeah.
But it's needed.
No, it is.
In a world that is very, everything's handheld or, you know, very fragile, we still tend to be very yeah, very honest.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think it's good. Mm. So give me two things businesses do well and two things businesses do badly online.
Online, okay. Oh, God. Well, I would say some of the businesses that we follow and absolutely just, like, drool over are amazing at storytelling.
Yeah.
Just really know their product and their service, know their target audience, and do that really well. And they do it consistently.
Yeah.
That is so important.
The big C.
The big C, yes. So that consistency, it's nice to see in businesses who know what they're doing. Another thing is when businesses understand how important it is to have a good brand. And that's not just, you know, your logo or colors. It's the identity of their business. Yeah. But it is. It's making sure that businesses who use their branding but use it in a way that works for them. There's a lot of people out there that have brands that don't represent themselves or their business. So that gives a very weird online presence that you're very confused at what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the ones that do it right, where I'm obsessed with their branding, obsessed with, you know, like them showcasing the people that work for them.
Yeah. Who's doing it well?
Who's?
I can give you one.
Well, there's one in Australia that I absolutely love, and they're called the Digital Picnic.
Ah, yeah.
They've got it. They've got their branding, they've got their voice, their identity. They are very inclusive to their team. They are very smart. They give amazing advice. Like, they're definitely doing it very well.
So what's the bad?
The bad?
The one, I mean, I do it all the time, where you go, why have you done that?
Yeah.
And you've got a beautiful thing going on.
Yeah. I would say it's still consistency.
Yeah.
So you'll have a brand be doing really well for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden they change the colors, the content, and the type of photos. So, you know, they'll be doing beautiful landscapes and talking about their team, and then all of a sudden they're going into stock photos and using quotes, inspirational quotes that, you know.
Kill me now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That mean nothing to their target audience and completely forget about what they're doing online.
Yeah. It's like they've just handed it to somebody because they haven't got time.
Yeah.
Or the person that has left.
Yeah. That's like actually number two is you can tell when a business has somebody doing their online content marketing that is either hired and is taking shortcuts. And by that, I mean, follow us, spamming people's posts, doing things that a business themselves wouldn't do. And also that whole customer service aspect. So what businesses need to work on, I think the very, very most is actual comment management, actually responding to people online. And so it's like, you know, if somebody messages you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and you don't reply, you're missing out on a potential customer.
So I sent a message someone, won't mention who, in January, and said, hey, I've got this idea for this amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And they messaged me yesterday and said, hey, sorry, it's been ages, let's talk. And I'm like, no, I've done it. The work's done. I'll pick someone else.
Absolutely. I direct messaged a business on Instagram a couple months ago wanting to know their rates and if their co-working space was open yet. And got no reply. I saw the
The message. I love that.
When it says seen and nobody messages you back, that is the like such a foul taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't understand. Like, you just missed out on actually quite a lot of work from us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I won't recommend them.
No.
I'm not going to use them. Yeah. And that's huge. And so I try, especially businesses who are new on online in that digital world, is I try to relate messages in any form, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, wherever. If people are messaging you and wanting to know information about your business, it's like they're calling you.
Yeah.
You're not going to not answer your phone at work. You're not going to tell people about your business when you're talking
to
them. And that is the exact same thing on social media. You're not going to ignore them because they want information from you. And let's face it, nobody calls anybody anymore.
And I also said to somebody, a business I was working with, they were like, oh, I've only got 100 followers. And I'm like, hang on, you've got 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine that in a room. That's a lot of people who are all real, who are all liking your picture.
Yeah.
And all commenting, that's 100 people. That's more than 100,000 bots who mean nothing.
Yeah.
So never discredit the small audience, because it's not small. It's totally mighty in what it's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's real people who really, really love your stuff. So they kind of go, oh, my God, I never thought about it like that. And it's like, yeah, totally.
It's funny when businesses, for some reason, want you tell them to be online and they get online, they think there's no connection or person behind that anymore.
Yeah.
And they forget about those 100 people. You know, if it was 1,000 people, they would probably be happier because it's a number. But what if those 1,000 people aren't engaged?
Yeah,
what if those are just
totally.
1,000 of, you know, 1,000 people that like your page because they're not, they're bought, or, you know, they're doing the unfollow follow game.
Yeah. So you're based in Tekapo, but you travel.
Yes.
Okay. Where can we find you?
Like in life or?
No, I don't want your address because that'd be dodge.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
That'd be no. like a million people sitting outside Bruno going, help me with Instagram.
Yeah.
No, on the line. What are you, what's your, where are you on, what's your website address?
Oh, yeah. So we're altitudemedia.co.nz.
Altitude. Like
altitude.
Total American.
Total American.
An Altitude Media handle in, on everything.
Yeah. So we're Altitude Media NZ on everything.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick fire now because I do this with everyone.
Nice. Okay.
And I haven't written it down because this was like impromptu. So I'm going to use all my powers of remembering.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Mountains or sea?
Mountains.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Walnut or macadamia?
Oh, I'm going to go walnut.
Walk or cycle?
Wycle.
Oh, my God. It's a new sport.
It's a new thing.
I'm totally
where
use
I walk my bike.
Yeah.
Not
like
a walk.
No.
I'm a walker.
No,
I'm a
walk Wycle.
I'm a Wycle. Sorry. Totally I'm a Wycler.
One album that you would have to listen to for the rest of your life.
Oh, God, that's so unfair.
I know. That's why I asked it.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah, come
on. Oh, God. Maybe the Fugees, the score?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, salty or sweet?
Salty.
And one person you would take to a desert island, dead or alive?
Oh, my God. Desert island. Tom Hardy.
I'd say nothing. Say nothing over this.
And we know why.
And we know why. And with that, Jen Hewitt, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.